Welcome back. You're listening to No One's Legal Radio, a show that's about the frontline struggles for justice, dignity, and self-determination by migrants, refugees, and Indigenous peoples. We're part of CKUT's Off the Hour at 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. In the United States, on a daily basis, armed agents of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, raid workplaces to detain and eventually deport so-called illegal migrants and workers. These raids have been increased in recent months, but so has community-based responses in support of migrants. We've covered ICE raids on the show before. For example, in April 2007, we heard about support efforts in the aftermath of an ICE raid in New Bedford, Massachusetts, where upwards of 350 migrants, mainly women from Guatemala and El Salvador, were detained after a raid on a factory where they worked. At the time, that raid was described as the largest workplace raid in U.S. history. But this past May 12, 2008, an even larger ICE raid took place in Postville, Iowa, at a meatpacking plant where upwards of 400 migrants, mainly men and women from Guatemala, were detained. In the initial days after the raid, the migrants were detained and processed at a cattle fairgrounds. Many were charged criminally in addition to dealing with deportation proceedings. Several people have not been accounted for, while the very few migrants who have been released to be with their small children are required to wear GPS tracking devices. On today's show, we'll hear from two activists based in Iowa City, Iowa, who were involved in support efforts after the Postville raid. The following interview, recorded earlier this week, is with Ryan Spergettis, a member of the Wild Rose Rebellion Anarchist Network in Iowa and active in support work efforts after the raid. Ryan addresses the Postville raid and the community-based responses in Iowa in support of the migrants. We'll go to that interview with Ryan Spergettis of the Wild Rose Rebellion Anarchist Network in Iowa right now. Ryan, maybe we can just start with the raid itself. I'm sure you heard, along with others in Iowa and basically all over the U.S. and all over the world, since this was the largest raid in U.S. history, an immigration raid. Can you just describe what exactly happened on May 12, 2008? Where is Postville? What was raided? What happened?
Postville, Iowa, is a small community in the northeastern corner of the state, and Agriprocessors is, in fact, the largest kosher processing plant in the country. And on that day, ICE officials raided the workplace, and many people attempted to flee, and they closed down the factory and lined everyone up and put people one to the right, one to the left, with the noticeably Latino persons to the left, and out of that, 389 persons were arrested and detained. They were then taken to a cattle fairgrounds that was nearby, and they were held there for more days while they were processed before being shipped to then different Iowa jails.
So, Ryan, I'm wondering if you can just describe what happened to these workers after their arrests and them being processed. There are reports of all sorts of abuses in relation to translation, in relation to people being charged criminally, in relation to the fact that people have been separated from their families. So I'm wondering if you could speak to some of the treatment of these workers.
It has come out that the families, many are still not knowing what's happening with their loved ones, children without their parents, and husbands and wives and lovers and friends without those people that they care for, and not knowing where they are. And the people that some of them could not read were being charged with things like identity theft. And so it was just a really outrageous slew of charges against workers.
Ryan, you, along with others, responded in different ways to lend support to these migrants and to these workers, and also to help in different ways to lend support legally and the rest of it. I'm just wondering, before getting into the nature of that support, your reaction as somebody, I mean, you come from a community that is not in Postville. Postville is a very small town. You come from a larger community in Iowa, Iowa City. I'm wondering if you can just mention, you know, why you responded as you did, why the groups you're involved with and other people that you're close to responded like they did when you heard about this raid in Postville. What motivated you as an activist and organizer to try to get involved in the way that you did in the aftermath of this raid?
Well, I think that I would speak for a lot of us when I say that we were just completely outraged that people who have come to this place that are escaping the conditions that global capitalists created in their home countries have come here to work for you know, wages that are low to most of us here, and just to provide for their families, and then to be arrested, to be treated like cattle and shipped around. I would say that we feel, many of us here, that no one is legal also.
All right. Could you describe what kind of responses were made? I mean, I guess many communities in Iowa are pretty far-flung, and Postville, relatively speaking, is somewhat isolated. It's hours away from major urban centers. What was done to lend support to these workers?
There's a group in Waterloo, Iowa, which is probably the largest city nearest to Postville. There's a El Centro Latino Americano there that responded immediately. A Catholic church that's based in the community also immediately provided support to the families by way of some people. A lot of people moved from Postville to Waterloo and some other communities, and they helped in that process. And people rallied at the cattle grounds where the detainees were being held initially. There were vigils that happened in Postville itself and surrounding communities to demonstrate opposition to this action on the part of the federal government. And I was just going to say then that we here in Iowa City put together a benefit show where we had our friends play and had a raffle for local businesses and raised funds to send to that effort.
Ryan, you were part of a protest that happened in Postville itself of about 1,000 people, which I think probably is about half the population of that town. So could you describe that protest? How did that come together? What was the purpose of it? That just happened less than a week ago.
Right. Well, it was an interfaith prayer service that followed by a rally march through the city of Postville. It was really inspiring to see in the small Iowan community, 1,000 and up people come from all around the area to support these workers who were so wrongly arrested and many of whom have been deported now.
And could you speak to the demands and what people were actually expressing at that demonstration?
Well, there was talk about comprehensive and fair reform around this really immense issue of immigration. But for me, what was most impactful was when we walked through the city and stopped in a park, and it was described how that playground, 2 months later, no one plays there because they're afraid to leave their homes because they don't know what's going to happen to them.
Ryan, thank you for speaking with us today from Iowa City, Iowa, on No One Is Illegal Radio.
Thanks very much for having me, and thanks for doing this piece on this story.
That was Ryan Spergettis of the Wild Rose Rebellion Anarchist Network in Iowa City, Iowa, speaking about the recent raid by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents at a meatpacking plant in Postville, Iowa, what's been described as the largest workplace immigration raid in U.S. history. We have another interview with an Iowa-based activist involved with support efforts. In this interview, Warren Conaster Echeverria, also of the Wild Rose Rebellion Anarchist Network in Iowa City, shares his views of the Postville raid and also speaks to the surprising responses by mainstream Iowans to support the migrants. We'll go to that interview right now.
Warren, I guess I want to start with maybe you telling us about this raid, what's being described now as the largest raid in U.S. history, largest immigration raid in U.S. history, where upwards of 400 migrants, mainly from Guatemala, were picked up on May 12th, 2008, by a raid at a meatpacking plant. Could you speak about that raid and what happened on May 12, 2008?
Well, basically what happened is the immigration and customs enforcement, they came into this kosher meat packing plant called Agriprocessors and did a raid, and there was about 400 people that were detained, and they were held in various jails around the area, and among them they were held in a place called the National Congress of Cattle, or National Cattle Congress, which was basically where they have usually like rodeo type stuff. So they were held there for a while. I think right now some of them have been already sent off to Mexico and Guatemala, and there are, I believe, still some that are incarcerated.
I'm wondering, Warren, if you could, as a, someone who lives in Iowa, who heard about the raid in post-fall May 12th, what was your reaction? I mean, we know that issues around immigration enforcement are alive and well in the U.S. There's huge debates, polarization of views. What was your reaction and the reaction of your allies as you heard on May 12th and afterwards what happened in Postville?
Well, there's parts of me that wasn't surprised. Working in slaughterhouses is traditionally an immigrant job and has been. I mean, from, you know, the turn of the century when Europeans were working there till now, where it's mostly Latino workers. So it didn't surprise me that that would be a big target of ICE in Iowa, because I've had experience in working in a slaughterhouse before, and I just, you get to know the workers and where they're from, and you could see how that is a possibility of a raid. It's kind of disgusting, I think, that people are, you know, ripped away from their families over these man-made or human-made boundaries called borders, and that that is more important than someone being able to make a living and provide for their family. And I think most Iowans that I've come across have maybe those feelings, maybe some other feelings too. I think a lot of Iowans have a mixture of both. Well, they broke the law, and well, they're, you know, their families are torn apart. They have a mixture of views, sometimes within the same person.
Warren, you're somebody who's lived in Iowa for more than a decade, and I'm wondering if you could speak more generally of the Postville raid in the context of migrant labor in Iowa. Observers outside of the U.S. You know, are familiar with immigration issues as it relates to the border wall, as it relates to California or Texas, and maybe a little bit less aware of how entrenched the exploitation of migrant labor is throughout the United States. So I'm wondering if you could speak to that within the context of Iowa, where you're from.
Well, just as it's always been, immigrants always take jobs that most people don't want or won't do, or anything that they can get. In my experience, and you know, I've had experience in a slaughterhouse. That's a big place, our destination for immigrant workers. But there's also jobs in Iowa where, you know, the immigration ratio is pretty high, such as construction or any real hard labor job. Some in farm work, a lot of temps and under the table type jobs, but they basically, pretty much like the rest of the country, most immigrants are probably doing jobs that most people don't want to do.
Warren, as part of your support work efforts, you participated in a demonstration in Postville, Iowa, on July 27, 2008. And Postville itself is a relatively small town between just a couple of thousand people, but there were over 1,000 people who demonstrated on July 27th in support of the workers who had been picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So I'm wondering if you could speak about that demonstration. What was it like? What was being demanded?
Well, the demonstration, from my impression, was mostly organized by the couple churches that were in Postville and the Jewish Council on Urban Affairs. There were a number of other groups involved, such as the SEIU and numerous other groups, too many to even name, were there. The amount of people probably matched the town's population, and we were all demanding immigration reform, a cease to immigration raids and splitting up of families, and just things like that. The atmosphere was pretty festive. In fact, out of all the rallies or marches that I've been to, I'd have to say that that was by far the best one I've ever been to. You had lots of children yelling out slogans in Spanish and English, banging on drums, and it was a real festive protest. It was fun.
And I'm wondering if you could speak about more generally the analysis that's being offered against these kinds of raids. You talked about people who are asking for immigration reform. Are you coming from that perspective? What is your view about how these issues should be dealt with?
Well, from my perspective, I don't recognize artificial boundaries like borders. I have more sympathy with working people, no matter where they're at. Their citizen status is completely irrelevant to me. And one of the tragic things about this immigration debate is that it pits workers from different nationalities against each other. And instead of finding, you know, the things that we have in common and uniting on that, this is just another, like, split in between us that just makes it easy for the bosses and makes it harder for us.
And, Warren, you and I've spoken to Ryan, who is a colleague or, I guess, a comrade of yours in Iowa City. You guys are organizing from a no borders perspective, from a perspective that everyone deserves to stay. And I'm just wondering if you could talk about how is it organizing on that basis in that context in Iowa? What's the terrain of struggle like? Are those ideas catching on? What is migrant justice organizing like for people who do believe in the idea that, you know, no one is illegal, people should be allowed to migrate as they see fit and be treated with basic dignity and basic justice?
Well, as far from an organization standpoint, I think any type of, like, progressive or lefty-based organizing in Iowa is kind of difficult just because of the atmosphere of just how Iowa is. But I do think that our ideas have spread, maybe not so much through us, just through other people and media, that a lot of people that you wouldn't think would be allies of immigrants really have pretty radical opinions on the Postville thing, and has actually many people have surprised me on that.
Could you be a bit more specific about how those views have been expressed, those things that have surprised you?
Just in my in my workplace, hearing people that I perceived as maybe anti-immigrant after the Postville raid happened, hearing them express opinions on that they were just trying to make a living and they should just be left alone. And, when it comes from someone you perceive to be anti-immigrant or maybe apathetic about it, it takes that much more importance, I think.
All right. Well, Warren, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us on No One Is Legal Radio.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.